This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. We just got off the phone with Rick in Indianapolis last hour, and it was quite a contentious conversation.
I hate it when it gets like that, but I get so heated.
Well, I get heated too, and I tried to slow it down. I tried to put the brakes on the conversation so we could reset and try to get a clear answer out of him. And I also wanted him to have a chance to ask his question clearly, but he wouldn't stop talking, and so the hour end of the hour came, and now here we are in hour number three. But I still had a few comments left, and I wanted to sort of get out there about this because he never answered my question. And my question was very simple. Because I made a statement in advance of the question, he jumped on me for making a statement, not a question, and so I never had the chance to get the question out in good time or get answered. And it was very simple. If you believe that the U.S. government's military, and anyone can answer this at 800-259-9231, if you believe that the U.S. military should be doing stuff around the world, I'm not even going to say in what country. Okay, it happens to be in Iraq right now. But if you believe the U.S. military should be involved in other people's conflicts around the world, in other countries, then what are you going to do to me if I don't want to pay for it? That's a simple question. Because right now, we're all paying for it.
Right.
Regardless of whether or not we agree or disagree with the actions. And Rick said earlier, well, 51% of the people vote for it, then you just have to go with it. And if 49% of the people said it's okay, well, then it wouldn't happen. Rick has fallen into the democracy disease, this trap of democracy, the idea that if 51% of the people say it's okay,
it's not
then
even
it must
50,
be okay.
It's not even 51% because half of the American
51%
public,
of the voters.
Right. Half of the American public isn't registered to vote, and only half of them that are registered do, in fact, vote. And then you're talking about half of them, the ones that voted.
Right.
Now, a better example here is how about the tsunami that came, that hit last year or whatever it is. Everybody who donated money to all those causes, the millions and millions and millions of dollars that we sent over there to help Muslims in another country that were, the victims of a disaster, all of that was voluntary. Are you telling me we couldn't get things done that we wanted to get done?
On a voluntary basis?
Are the American people that stupid? Really? Is that how dumb they are? Is that how impoverished we are? Is that how bereft of the ability to do things? No. We get crap done in this country, and we don't need the government telling us what to do on it.
But Rick says we should spend 5 years in a totalitarian state.
Rick has spent too much time in a totalitarian state because he's just bought that stuff hook, line, and sinker.
But Rick says he knows what freedom is.
He does not know what freedom is.
Right. Because if you're telling me that I have to go along with your stupid plans because 51% said so, you don't understand freedom. Freedom is where I get to keep all the money I earn and do with it as I please.
What about
that's economic freedom?
What about 51% of the people deciding that I need to die? Like, say, they did to Jesus. Is that a good idea?
Hey,
is that democracy really working? Yeah, people worried. People voted for it. No, this country's based on freedom.
Here's another way to look at it, for those of you that think the way that Rick does. How many people does it take to make robbery acceptable in your mind? I mean, because if I came to you, my dear listener, I knocked on your door tonight and stuck a gun in your face and said, give me all your money. I'm taking it overseas and I'm going to fight a holy war against the Muslims. Or maybe I might say, give me all your money. My grandma's in the hospital and I need to pay her bill. Would you like that? Would you appreciate the fact that
I would be horrified, but I would give you whatever money I had.
You'd give it up because I had a gun in your face, right? Or maybe you'd pull a gun and shoot me back if you had the opportunity, right? I mean, your life is being threatened.
Right.
You would not accept it. It would not be okay with you if some random stranger showed up at your house and robbed you blind. It wouldn't matter what the reason was. It wouldn't matter if grandma was in the hospital or if he wanted to go fight a holy war. Would it be okay if two people showed up at your house and both pointed guns at you? And then said the same thing.
No, of course
not. How
about
10 people?
It doesn't matter if it's 10.
How about 20 people? How about 200 people?
It doesn't matter if it's half of the voting public in America.
That's my point. Majority rule is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. Nobody should be subject...
I think that's a Thomas Jefferson quote, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. Nobody should be subject to this kind of tyranny in a so-called free country. I'm sorry. If you want to go engage in a holy war, as you suggested, Mark, raise your own army, raise your own funds, and go fight with whoever you want to fight. Because then the consequences, and there will be consequences, are going to come back on you. Not me, not my family, not my friends, not the people that did not, not the people that refused to fund it. That's why this is. That's why what you're talking about is wrong, those of you that want to go to war.
That's why the Afghan war didn't work. I mean, I know we went in there and we essentially won. Of course, now we've not won again. And
Taliban's back.
Yeah, the Taliban's back and they're fighting just as much as ever. But that's the reason it didn't work. We don't understand how to handle something like that in this country. Osama bin Laden attacks the United States, so what do? We go kick the Taliban's butt in Afghanistan. We didn't find him.
And we've all been forced to pay for it.
Yep.
That's why it's wrong. Let's go to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live. Ladies come first. Hello.
Sexy guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Steve.
Hey. Nice cream fest.
Oh, geez,
I haven't talked to you guys in so long. Last time I talked to you guys, there was some guy named Manwich. But
yes.
I'm sure you're just as sexy, Mark.
We fired him.
Manwich has been fired.
So what's on your mind, Kayleen?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you guys are moving to New Hampshire.
Yes, as part of the Free State Project.
Yes. Awesome. And I absolutely agree about us not having any business in any foreign wars. We just need to defend this country. And
right, but shouldn't people be free to go form their own armies and get a little, team of mercenaries together?
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
That's how I felt about Osama or what's-his-face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact,
some mercenaries. Go kick his butt.
They'd probably be more successful.
I would have to say so.
They'd probably be actually successful in capturing or killing him as opposed to this multi-hundred-billion-dollar exercise that we're involved in.
Mercenary, $1 million to go kill his butt.
You know, we've got $10 million up on his head, or $25 million, or something like that. But the amount of money we've spent going after this guy, we should have put $1 billion on his head, and then one of his lieutenants, would decide, hey, I could live like a king.
Let's
don't need 40 virgins in heaven. I could have them here.
Right.
So, Kayleen, we'll be seeing you someday in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. To Ben in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, listening on WXNT. Hey, Ben.
Just because I'm from Indianapolis doesn't mean I'm going to be an idiot like that last guy.
There's lots of people in Indy.
He's just uninformed, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a long time to get over that same sort of nationalist fervor where I was, wanting
wave the flag!
I want to kill people that don't have the same flag as I do. I don't like them.
Yeah, right. Well, here's the deal. Okay. Our dollar used to be backed up by gold.
The gold
pre-Nixon,
days.
Yeah, pre-Nixon, $1 was 1/35th of an ounce of gold. $35 got you an ounce of gold. What backs up our dollar now?
Crapola.
Promises.
That's right. Okay, here's the deal. When they formed OPEC, right, we decided, hey, there needs to be this standardization of money. We're only going to watch one currency to trade our oil. Let's say you bought, you just sold a barrel of oil for 35 rubles, but last night the ruble just took a nosedive and you didn't know about it. Now you can't buy bread with what you just sold that barrel of oil for.
Okay.
So everybody says, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. What we're going to do is just have one currency. What should it be? And we're like, it should be U.S. dollar. There's a lot of them out there. And everybody's like, yeah, that's a great idea. We'll only watch one currency, and we'll keep their oil only in that currency. So, okay, so they go back. Everybody signs up for OPEC, and they go back to their countries. Like, wait, now let me buy some oil. Wait a second. I need some dollars. Hey, America, can I borrow some dollars? Yeah, sure. Fill up your reserve at whatever percent interest. So they borrow all this money from us, right?
Okay.
And they use that to buy oil. Because you have to buy it in U.S. dollars. Because it's OPEC, right?
Right, now, I gotcha.
Just prior to September 11th, Saddam Hussein announced to the world, well, who's OPEC? I'm a sovereign nation, which he has the right to be. And he says, I'm not going to sell it for dollars. I'm going to do it for euros. Mm. What happens? We have to pin Osama bin Laden on him and go in there and, hey, let's go attack Saddam Hussein, say it had something to do with terrorism, so we can set up new democracy that's friendly to OPEC and will trade dollars for oil. Because when these countries borrow dollars from us, the value of our dollar increases. Just like in Venezuela in 91, They decided they were going to sell oil for
They're fighting a losing battle. The value of the dollar is decreasing over time, regardless of how much they borrow, because
right.
of inflation, because of printing more money. It just keeps getting worse. We're coming back. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phones, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there, as well as a dial-up version, both of them totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Okay, well, enough of this international conversation. Let's go back a little bit closer to home. Mark, what's in the news about cell phones?
Well, apparently there's a study out that says that cell phones, or using a cell phone while you're driving, is just as risky as drunk driving. This is a sobering conclusion of a study published today at the University of Utah. Researchers monitored 40 men and women on a driving simulator. Drivers using hands-free phones were no better than those with the handheld variety, confirming previous studies that suggest New Jersey's ban on cell phone driving, which allows hands-free, is only partly effective, or not at all effective, really. I suppose it gives you another hand on the wheel. The findings published in the journal Human Factors take a swipe at popular pastime that is taken for granted by millions of multitasking drivers, including myself.
I've driven with a cell phone plenty of times.
I pretty much do it all the time. At any given moment during the day, 10% of drivers are talking on their wireless devices. I'd say that's probably true, if not higher, according to a 2005 estimate of the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration. Bad idea, says psychologist Frank A. Drews, one of Utah's study's authors. It's almost unpredictable how they're driving. When using cell phones, drivers had slower reaction times and more accidents. And they drove inconsistently, sometimes approaching other cars, then falling back, he said. The cellular industry officials acknowledge that phones can be distracting, but they said that it can be used sensibly. It's unfair to single out phones, said John Wall, spokesman for the...
You're darn right it is.
Yeah, the Wireless Association. I think that there's just a multitude of distractions that are out there, and by focusing on just one, you're creating a false sense of security among people. And I really think that it's something that's done all the time. Is creating a straw man. They've set up the let's go after these cell phone drivers. Now I'll admit that I would say that people who are talking on cell phones are more distracted. I think that people who don't do it, some people are better than others. I have to say that me drunk talking on the cell phone is still better than a lot of drivers out there on the road. That's my opinion.
You drunk talking on the cell phone?
Me drunk talking on the cell phone is still better.
I don't know. Being drunk is ever a good idea.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I'm still a better driver at that point. And I'm really kind of joking.
Yeah.
But, what about radios? What about kids?
How about eating?
Yeah. People.
How about makeup?
All these things that people do while they're driving, they're just as distracted, if not more so. I mean, if the mom's swinging her arm back there trying to get the kids to shut up in the back seat,
sure.
She's not only distracted, she's not looking at the road.
Nope.
And I've definitely seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got to be careful out there. You've got to assume that people aren't going to do the right thing on the road.
I think we're looking at a really slippery slope here, Mark. I mean, the studies have been coming out like wildfire about the cell phones and how bad they are and how dangerous they are. And we're starting to see states around the country cracking down. We're starting to see cities. What was it? I don't know if it was Lawrence, Kentucky or Kansas. Anyway, there was one city that has decided to go ahead and outlaw cell phone use, period, even with the handset. You are not allowed to be on your cell phone while you're driving, period. And so they're using these studies as backup to say, well, the studies say this is dangerous, so we should outlaw it. And of course, it also happens to be a nice little extra income for the city because it's more money from tickets.
There's tickets.
Sort of thing. But they're going to use this excuse of, well, the studies say it's dangerous. Well, the studies say that all kinds of things are dangerous. The studies say that being distracted while you drive, whether it's a pretty girl on the side of the road, whether it's looking, down at your radio, being distracted is not a good thing for driving.
Pretty girls kill people. We have to outlaw them.
Does that mean that we should outlaw any distractions in the car? I mean, it sounds silly to suggest, right? It sounds, Ian, come on, you're going too far. Our government would never do something like, well, maybe they would. Maybe they would. Maybe they'll see that this cell phone ban has been such a success. And when I say success, they'll qualify it as a success because they've busted a lot of people.
Right.
Look at the money we've gotten from the cell phone ban. Now, if we were to just ban McDonald's and Burger King from being in the car. We could ban the kids from being in the back seat. No, that won't work. We'll just ban mothers from turning around. If you have kids in the back seat, you are not allowed to turn around to look at them ever. You are not allowed to talk to the person in the seat next to you because that could be distracting as well. I mean, personally, I think it'd be a lot more distracting to have a heated conversation with someone next to me as opposed to on a cell phone. Because then I'm more likely to actually take my eyes off the road and look at the individual sitting next to me. So if it sounds like I'm being wacky by suggesting our governments might actually decide to outlaw more distractions, I think you need to think again. Think twice.
I mean, really, when it comes down to these distractions, what are we going to do? Put drivers in little soundproof boxes?
I don't know, man. I think it's crazy. But if you think it's a good idea for governments to ban cell phone use in cars, I'd like to hear from you, because I think it's nuts. And I'd like you to explain it to me. 1-800-259-9231. Think about the millions of people that have cell phones. Millions. And I would bet a good amount of those millions are using them in their cars. I mean, if it really was that big of an increase, then we'd be seeing a tremendous increase in accidents. We'd be seeing notable increases. But really, people are just getting in accidents because they're distracted, and cell phones happen to be one of those distractions. I think we're going way overboard with this. But what do you think? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone so you can take control of the airways and bring up whatever's on your mind. To Brad in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just listening to Rick when he called in earlier, and he was making the argument that Iraq had full justification for invading Kuwait. And one thing that hasn't brought out a lot is that Kuwait was angle drilling their oil and stealing it from Iraq.
Really? So yeah. They were kind of drilling over the border, under the border, if
and
you will?
And Saddam Hussein claimed in 1991 when he did an interview with, I think it was Diane Sawyer, I'm not sure exactly who it was, that he called up the President of the United States, George Bush Sr. at the time, and asked him if he could invade. And George was like, okay.
Now, I don't know if he asked George. I think he asked a representative. There was the envoy to Iraq that actually gave him permission. They said okay.
That was actually my second point, is that the United States sort of gave a nod and a wink for them to attack.
Yes, we did.
And, that kind of goes way back to actually World War II with Japan, if I could bring that up.
Please, what about it?
Well, it's pretty well-known fact that we had broken the secret code of the Japanese.
The Enigma Code.
And Roosevelt knew about it, and he didn't tell any of his commanders.
Right.
And it's kind of surmised that it was really not a surprise, that much a surprise, that
right.
the attack was coming.
That he strategized. He made sure all the ships were in Pearl Harbor so that, in fact, we knew that the attack was coming. And
why would he want to do something like that?
Well, I don't know, but it's been surmised that actually they were trying to actually browbeat Japan into attacking the United States.
Well, yeah, we were actually involved in a financial blockade of Japan as well, locking up their assets and freezing finances as well. So, yeah, we were goading them into an attack, that much is for sure, and we did know about it and did nothing. Because Roosevelt wanted to get us into war. He wanted a legacy, like lots of presidents do, which is sick and twisted. Thanks for the call, man. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, our bulletin board system with over 115,000 posts. Around 1,100 people are interacting there. It's all for free. There's serious issues, fun stuff, all being discussed. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Nugent. Nugent in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hello? Nugent going once? Nugent going twice? Okay, looks like she is gone. Oh, she didn't want to go on the air.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. She was calling in to say that we're young, arrogant fools that like to yell at people.
She's right.
No, look.
Well, we don't try to yell at people. And as a matter of fact,
you were the one doing most of the yelling.
How much time was spent yelling this evening? If you listen from 7 to 9:30 at this point, I think we had one segment where there was some yelling going on. And it's, you know, I'm sorry. Sometimes talk radio does get heated. It is talk radio.
And people do yell sometimes.
Yeah, they do get heated.
And in your case, I think that you could cut back a little bit, maybe you know, be a little bit more less likely to do something like that, because you get frustrated when somebody continues to talk beneath you when you're trying to have a conversation. And I totally understand it. I'm prone to raising my voice as well. But even with that call, I was trying to step in between the two of you and just get things to calm down, and the dude wouldn't stop talking. What are you supposed to do in that case?
He was putting on a seminar.
Then we'll be accused of being rude if we hang up.
You know, and it's talk radio.
You can't win,
it
Mark.
It has to be interesting. At the end of the day, this is an entertaining, hopefully, and that's really what we're going for, talk radio show. And there is a long line of hosts that have made a career out of being what they call screamers in the business. I think, you know, and Michael Savage is a great example. He's rated the number three show in the nation, and he's a screamer. Rush and Hannity rarely take calls that disagree with them, so whereas Savage
loves
it.
Doesn't he scream a lot on his show? That's his thing, right?
So does Neil Bortz. Huh. These guys are big screamers. So there's
room. We tend to have really good conversations. I think most of our calls are pretty good conversations.
We try to. At the very least, we take them to the end of the segment if we disagree with them, because we don't want them to say that we just, you know, took their point and click, hung up on them.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Gave a seminar afterwards.
No, we don't do that. And, you know, it's a shame that somebody with a critique like that was too cowardly to actually call in and come on the air. So try it again, Nugent. 800-259-9231. I was wondering if she was related to Ted. Hey, good news. We've got some good news finally to report. Coming out of Trenton, New Jersey, Governor John Corzine shut down the state government Saturday after a deadline to adopt a new balanced budget expired, bringing road construction projects to a halt and furloughing tens of thousands of state employees indefinitely. State parks, beaches, and historic sites were expected to close on Wednesday, the day after the 4th of July, and it was a grim climax to a bitter dispute with Corzine's fellow Democrats in the Assembly over his plan to increase the sales tax. He says, "It gives me no joy, no satisfaction, no sense of empowerment to do what I'm forced to do here."
Well, of course, a politician shutting down the government—that's gotta hurt his feelings.
Well, man. I'll make up for your lack of joy and satisfaction, Governor Corzine. I'm absolutely elated to hear that your government has shut down. Good. What better thing could possibly have happened to a lousy government like this government of New Jersey? Look. These things happen from time to time. Governments, they don't meet their budget, they don't get the budget process together, and then everybody freaks out. The last time it happened was, in America, the last time it happened, I think, was Minnesota's government, and then Puerto Rico recently had this happen to them. And then everybody throws up their arms in the air, "Oh no, the services, the government services are shutting down." Well, they're saying that the non-essential services, about 45,000 state employees were immediately furloughed. The order allows Corzine to keep 36,000 state employees working without pay. Services such as state police, prisons, mental hospitals, and child welfare were to keep operating. The casinos could be forced to close, however, because they require state monitoring, though the casino industry is challenging their closure in court. So the whole government is not shutting down. There are still some bureaucracies that will be operating. Some of them. How many of these bureaucrats are going to come to work if they're not getting a paycheck? I don't know about that. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Is it scary to you that the government could just shut down someday? What would you do in that case? Would anarchy result? Would there be chaos in the streets? What do you think? It didn't happen in Puerto Rico. In fact, the only things that were somewhat chaotic were all the government employees out having protests to get their jobs back.
Of course. That's... You can't live without us. I mean, the longer people see that a government shut down, they'll realize, oh, wait, we can do without this particular service.
You mean the roads didn't catch on fire without the government being around? There's not people dying, people murdering one another everywhere? No. Businesses aren't all of a sudden ripping people off because there's no government oversight? No, it's fine. We'll all get along just fine without you. Please, don't come back. No, really. Don't come back. Just go away. I have no interest in having you be around.
Go away.
Yeah, this is a bid by Atlantic City's 12 casinos Friday to get state monitors declared essential employees who would stay on the job despite a government shutdown is now before an emergency appellate court, Casino Association lawyers said. July welfare checks have already been mailed, said Corzine's chief counsel, but he said next month's cannot be sent unless a budget agreement is reached. So again, what you're going to see here is any sort of civil unrest that's going to come as a result of the government going away is going to come as a result of those who are hooked on the government's paycheck.
Yeah.
So if you're going to see somebody being angry about New Jersey's government shutting down, it's going to be the welfare recipients and the bureaucrats, who amount to essentially welfare recipients with a glorified job to go along with it, because really all they do is sit around and push pencils and watch television all day for the most part.
Lots of them work very hard, but I still say that they produce nothing. They don't produce anything. You know, that's not true in the case of garbage men. They produce a service like picking up garbage.
Right.
They just do it highly inefficiently. On a monopolistic basis. If they're so good at their job, why shouldn't we introduce something like competition into the arena?
The dispute in New Jersey centers on Governor Corzine's determination to raise the state sales tax from 6% to 7%. To close a $4.5 billion budget deficit, sees the increase as a vital step towards providing the reliable annual revenue, but most Democrats in the Assembly and the lower house said it's unnecessary. How unusual that the Democrats coming to the defense of lower taxes, or I guess the status quo, rather, instead of rallying behind the extra percentage. I mean, how often do you see that happening? A little unusual. Opponents have questioned the need for a sales tax increase, predicting voter backlash and demanding that any increase be reserved for property tax reform. No formal talks were scheduled as of Saturday. So, as usual, we don't know how long this shutdown is going to go for, but I say the longer the better. Because as you pointed out, the longer people realize, the more time they have to realize that the world will not come to an end if government is not in their lives, the better off, the more likely they will be to maybe come to our side and realize that maybe voluntary solutions are the answer. Maybe we don't need the government providing these so-called services. Maybe, just maybe, there's a possibility that all of the services government provides, roads, protection, etc., the things that some people actually value, maybe we could provide that on a consensual basis? Voluntarily funded?
It is a novel idea. And we're not going to force anybody to do anything with pointing guns at them.
That's the idea. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. It's Bill in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
When you said something about their government shutting down, registered something in my mind, and I thought, well, what's going to happen if our huge budget deficits we're having and national debt? What would happen in a doomsday scenario situation where the government, let's say, defaulted on its obligations and declared bankruptcy? What would happen? That's what I want to know.
Wow, that's an excellent question, and I've never really been able to figure that out. What you're referring to is the fact that our government has borrowed lots and lots of money from foreign investors, foreign other countries, foreign banks, that sort of thing. What would they do? That is an excellent question. Whose assets are on the line anyways? I don't know if you have an answer, Bill, but if you do, hang on. 800-259-9231, or at least a hypothesis, a theory. And what do you think? What would happen in that instance? What if we got foreclosed on in the United States? 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No. You can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the show. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there, archives, wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. It's all for free, all on the house. Now, we do ask that you voluntarily support us. In return for giving you access to everything for free, voluntarily, we ask that you send us $3 a month. That's all. A cup of coffee. And what do we do with the money? Well, we take it in and we turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. Getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. Getting the message of freedom and liberty spread as far and as wide as possible. Advertising on the internet. There's more details at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks that you get. Access to classic archives, the amplifier-only phone lines, and more. It's all there. amp.freetalklive.com. It's really important because it makes a big difference in spreading the message of freedom around the world. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And it's darn affordable and voluntary. So we're going back to the phones. I think Bill is still on the line from Indianapolis. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Now, I just want to recap, and I want to go over this so everybody understands as well as I do, and I don't really understand it that well myself, so maybe you can make sure I'm on the right track here, Bill.
Okay.
As I understand it, the federal government borrows money from two primary sources. They borrow it from foreign investors, like foreign banks, central banks, that sort of thing. And when the foreign banks won't pony up the money, they'll go to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve will just print out a bunch of money for them, essentially. And you're saying, your question, which is great, is what's going to happen if the federal government just decides, you know what, we're bankrupt.
We can't pay these trillions and trillions of dollars that we owe.
Yeah, what would happen in that case? Because it seems to me that it's inevitable. Unless the U.S. government sometime soon decides that it's going to sell off all of its properties around the country? I mean, the federal government owns a lot of land, mm-hmm. a lot of buildings.
A lot out in the West, a whole bunch in Alaska.
This is one way that they could really put a dent, or a serious dent in the national debt, is to sell off at auction all of that land, all of those properties, to help pay it down. But if we keep going in the way we're going, which is printing more money, getting more loans, spending more, it's going to come down. The house of cards is going to come crashing down someday. And you ask the question, what's going to happen? I mean, did you have a hypothesis?
Well, I tried to search, you know, the world over for the ultimate answer. Like, it's either gold or dollar bills, and I don't know which way I could figure it out, because I know in inflation people want gold, and in a depression, which is basically the opposite of inflation, people want dollar bills. But I don't know, what would you stockpile? Which way would you go? I don't know.
Well, the dollar, if everything crashed, if the federal, when the federal government's money scheme fails finally, the important question is, how long will it take the American people to figure out that the dollar is not worth anything anymore? I mean, already it's lost 96% of its value over the last century or so, since we took it off the gold standard. So it's already become worth less and less, and people really don't realize it. They just see the inflating prices, and they think, oh, that's inflation.
That's inflation. It's inevitable.
Well,
just like death and taxes.
No, it's because we're printing more and more money, and that's not good. I think that if the government was to crash and burn like that, and we were to have a default situation where foreign investors would be out of their money, the dollar, people would probably finally figure out that the dollar is valueless. But the question is, how long would that take? And would it, would inflation continue to happen if they weren't printing more money? I just think people would finally just shelve the dollar and realize that, you know what, we need to figure something else out quick and somehow get some sort of alternative currency going.
Okay. Well, what about these gold coins? I mean, what I'm thinking of is, you've got a gold coin, let's say an American Eagle, and it says $50 on it, but nobody would, I mean, obviously today you wouldn't want to sell it for $50.
Heck,
because
no.
Gold's around $600.
Yeah.
But if this calamity happens, I mean, who is going to take this? I mean, are they going to take it at the grocery store?
It would have to be done on a weight. I think it would have to be done on a weight basis at that point. Nobody's going to be able to take that at face value with that sort of an economic situation. And people will start. Something will have to happen. The market will have to shift to an alternative,
There's always money always exists. Some kind of negotiable tool always exists. And if the dollar disappears for whatever reason, then something will pop up in its place, whether it's euros or gold pieces or something, will definitely pop up in its place.
Well, I don't want to take any more of your time. I know you're down to the end, but thank you
very
much.
It's a great question, Bill. And you know what? I'd like you to go to bbs.freetalklive.com if you get a chance. It's our bulletin board system. And ask it there, because we've got 1,000 or so of our listeners on there that I think they'd have some interesting things to chime in on that. Thanks for the call,
okay,
man.
Thank you.
1-800-259-9231. The other important question is, what would happen with the foreign investors? What would happen with the foreign central banks? I mean, they would be SOL.
There's nothing unusual about some country nationalizing some sort of thing. I mean, you know, it happens to American companies all the time. You know, Bolivia has just nationalized our oil rigs or something like that. Happens all the time. And what do they do? Nothing.
What do they? You mean the banks?
The company.
I don't understand.
Okay. Companies have investments in foreign countries.
Yes.
Like, let's use Bolivia. I have an investment in Bolivia. Bolivia says, that's not your oil rig anymore, Mark.
We're taking it.
It's ours. And what do I do about it?
Not a darn thing.
And that's what's going to happen to the foreign investors in this country that have invested in our government. And the government,
the interest
says,
payments are going to stop and it's going to be over with.
Yeah, it's just done.
All right. 800-259-9231. You bring up what's on your mind. Mike in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
I get the impression you love to wave the banner of total unbridled freedom, okay? But I personally believe that there's good reason for certain laws to prohibit people.
I would like to point out that I like waving the banner of freedom and responsibility, but go ahead.
Okay. I believe that there's good reason for laws that prohibit people from certain behavior if they won't do the right thing on their own, okay?
Mm.
And smoking bans are a good case in point, because
Ooh.
I'm a non-smoker, and when I go into a restaurant or any building, if somebody's smoking, there's only one thing I can do is leave the building if I don't want to breathe in their secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Okay?
So you support a full-on smoking ban, banning smoking from any businesses, that
now,
sort of thing?
Now, wait a second, Mike. What if I invited you to my house and I happen to have somebody over who was smoking? Under the current rules, the only way you can do anything about it is leave. Do you think it's okay to pass a law that I can not have people smoke in my own home?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, where's the line? I mean, the business is mine. It's my restaurant. I should be able to decide whether or not I want smokers in my business or non-smokers. There certainly are a bevy of restaurants out there that don't have that prior to the smoking ban here in Florida didn't have smoking. Wendy's is a good example. McDonald's, I don't believe, had smoking in quite some time. So, I mean, there are restaurants that have decided, we would rather attract, you know, have a more sanitary place and attract people that don't like smoking.
Your home and a business are two different things. Home is your sanctuary. It's private. If you want to let somebody smoke in the house, then I better leave.
You're saying we don't really own our businesses, then? That's what you're saying, right?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that if the public place and...
No, sir, it's a private place where I allow the public to come in.
Okay, but there's a thing called equity, okay? And equity means what's fair for all. And when you have people coming in, you can just say, non-smokers not allowed. Is that what you're going to do? That's like saying blacks not allowed.
I feel that you can do that. I feel you can do that in your business if you want to. I don't think that it's a right thing to do, and I will not come in your business. I absolutely feel you should be able to do that.
If you can say that people can't smoke in your building, you can also say that blacks aren't allowed.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You should also be able to say that women aren't allowed, or men aren't allowed, or orange people aren't allowed, or whatever.
As a matter of fact, you can say that the only people that are allowed to come into your business are hot girls from 20 to 25, if that's what you want. I don't think you're going to do real well, but that's what you should be able to say. It's your business. You pay the rent. You bought the inventory. It's your place.
No, I don't agree with that.
Right. What you're saying is it's not our businesses,
right,
that the good of the majority overrides our business decisions, our private business decisions, the businesses that we might have saved a lifetime for to be able to start and set the rules for our own selves. You're saying it doesn't matter what we want as business owners. What matters is what the majority wants. What matters
That's right.
is what you
I
and your buddies want, right?
I support a government that can make laws that you guys don't agree with because I don't agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. You don't agree with private property rights. That's what you're saying, correct?
No, I don't. And like I'm in, you know, private property rights, I am a stickler on that because I've had my own private property, and I don't like the idea of the government being able to snatch it out from under me if I don't pay them taxes.
Oh, but it's okay. So you don't like it if they... Wait. You don't like it if the government takes your property, but you're okay if they tell you exactly how you're supposed to run your business, tell you exactly what you're supposed to do on that property.
Within reason.
But your equitable reason is not the same as mine. How can you force what your reasons are down my throat?
The government does every day.
No. See, yes, they do, but I have a problem with that. See, the difference between you and I, Mike, the difference...
When it counts, they do the right thing.
No, they don't. They force their way on others, and they tell people how to live their lives, and that's never the right thing, regardless of whether or not you agree with their decision. You know, the difference between you and I, Mike, is that I will never tell you how to live your life or run your business, but you have no compunction with telling me and other people in this country how they should live theirs. That's sick, man. That really is sick. You should think about that and call some other time. Thanks. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And it has been Free Talk Live, and we will return on Monday night. You can join us in the meantime. Us radical property rights activists.
We are nutty.
You can join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com, and have a great weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
So, Jan.